a little example of what fairness looks like, a la Jim Wallace. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Once again, as always, it's good to be back with you in the studio.
It is, and we're coming at you via Skype because, well, Chuck, we don't have a free phone. And this Skype is as close as we can get to free phone calls.
And believe me, we got to pay for the internet access to be able to use this quote-unquote free system.
That's right.
And in fact, this is being recorded, though, on a program that I paid money for.
Oh, of course you did. And we are also paying money for the airtime to air this program on the radio. So
yeah.
There's no free lunch for the Principles and Policies guys. That means, Chuck, that we are not one of the 1 million chosen few who are getting a free phone, because an article from the Dayton Daily News, and actually this was posted back about 6 weeks ago, but it's taken on new interest and new life because of another little thing which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But the federal government, through the Federal Communications Commission, has provided free cell phones to people who can prove that they are under a certain income level. Now, Chuck, we use the term free, and that's really kind of a misnomer now, isn't it?
Well, as always it is. Of course it is. Someone has to pay for it.
Absolutely. And that somebody is?
Us.
Everybody else who has a phone.
Anybody who has a cell phone or a landline.
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a cell phone. If you have a phone, not just a cell, then you are paying a fee for a program that is costing currently $1.5 billion, with a B, billion dollars per year, and over 1 million people, Charles, in the state of Ohio alone, are using and have been distributed and issued these quote-unquote government-subsidized cell phones.
Well, hold on, Barry. Let's think about it this way. What's the population of Ohio? About 11 million?
It's about 11 million, so about 10% of the population's getting a free phone.
Yep.
Quote, unquote, free. And let's put it that way.
Let's think about it this way, too. What's the population of the United States? About 320 million people?
That's correct.
If you can extrapolate that number, and we have no idea, I'll be quite honest, if you can or not. Chances are you can't extrapolate it totally nationally, but I'd be willing to bet that it's around that figure, which means that there are 32 million free phones out there, if that number holds up.
Okay, well, you're just about right, because in this article in the Dayton Daily News, the FCC says the enrollment for this program is, in the first quarter of 2012, 16.5 million people have signed up to get a quote-unquote free phone. The number of eligible people is estimated at between 20 and 30 million, according to the Universal Service Administrative Company, which administers the program. Now, your Universal Service Access fee is what you and I pay on our phone bills every month in order to pay for other people for 10% of our society. I guess that makes us the 90%, doesn't it, Chuck?
Apparently, yeah.
Perhaps we should go do sit-ins in front of the phone company or in front of government offices and say that we're the 90% and we're upset about the 10%.
Well, let's look at this. Some of these mysterious charges that you have no idea what they're for, the universal service fee. Guess what, folks? The universal service fee is what goes out to pay for welfare recipients to get free phones.
And Chuck, now let's be careful here, because you said welfare recipients. It isn't just welfare recipients. Because right now, alone in Ohio, over 1 million Ohioans are using that phone program. And as the first quarter of this year, spending on that phone subsidy just in Ohio alone is $26.9 million, and that's over $11.3 million more than the first quarter of 2011. Now, last year total, there was $75.4 million spent on that phone subsidy in 2011. And right now, if you keep pace, we're going to be looking at spending over $100 million in Ohio to make sure 10% of the population have a cell phone that they don't have to pay for, that has 250 free minutes, and that, as you mentioned earlier, some of the recipients are complaining about that not being enough time.
Oh, well, We laughed about that. They get 240 free minutes a month. Well, Barry, that's 4 talk hours.
Right. Now, it's interesting also to point out, Charles, that in Ohio, the Dayton Daily News did some digging through the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, and took a look at this data and showed that the number of people in the program from the first quarter of 2011 to the first quarter of 2012 nearly doubled. So in other words, just a year or so ago, there was less than 500,000 people in this program. But coming into 2012, an election year, we've now figured out how to double this and get a free phone into the hands of over 1 million people in the state of Ohio.
Well, what's that tell you?
That tells me that this is a government program that is being used as a vote pump.
That's it. It's a vote purchase.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, a vote pump is when you do something ancillary in statute or in executive order to benefit certain demographic groups and get them to believe that you're being magnanimous and generous to them so that they will then turn around and vote for you or for your party. It is a common currency in Washington, D.C., and both parties do it. It just so happens that right now, in this particular scenario, this administration, the Obama administration, is benefiting tremendously from this program. Now, I have to say something, Chuck, and I know you're going to jump in and say it too.
Exactly.
This program did not start under President Barack Obama. This actually was implemented in 2007 and started taking effect in 2008, which was during the George W. Bush administration.
Yes, and who was in control of Congress?
The Democrats at that time.
In 2008?
Oh, excuse me, in 07, 08, no, it was the Republicans, yes.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. And
Republican Congress, Republican president, folks, basically voted to steal money from your cell phone bill in order to provide people who really, if they really wanted one, you can buy a track phone for very cheap and buy minutes and have them put on every month. But they stole money from us in order to give them a free phone, which, of course, is now abused. We're hearing complaints now and they want more free talk time because, after all, 4 hours of talk time a month just isn't enough for more than quote-unquote emergencies. And to that, I have to say, wow, how many emergencies do you have in a month?
That's 4 hours and 10 minutes of free airtime. Now, Chuck, I mean, I know we know a lot of people who probably run up lots of minutes on their cell phones, but if this is supposed to be for emergencies only, how many emergencies do you have a month where you have to talk for over 4 hours a month?
You know, even you and I, you know, I pay for a certain amount of hours every month, and I know how much I use my phone. Very rarely do I ever approach the amount of hours that I actually have.
Oh, I think I've got like 6,000 rollover minutes on my phone right now.
Yeah, exactly. So the fact is, what are they doing with these phones? Well, it's chit-chat. The phone was designed to be for emergencies. And again, I say, why is something like this not something that if you really, we hear boo-hoo stories about this woman who wanted to be able to check up on her daughter because she goes to the library and there aren't any public phones anymore. Well, Barry, I would say, for what reason are there no more public phones? Well, and the answer is because people kept breaking into them. They kept vandalizing. And the fact is that they were there to use, and everybody decided that it was more fun to tear them off the wall, run over them with cars, cut the receivers off, steal the coin boxes, those kinds of things. And so, therefore, now all of a sudden, instead of the phone company just saying, we're not going to put phone up anymore, I'm expected to kick up $10 a month so that somebody else can have a free phone. Well, you'll pardon me if I have a slight problem with that. And you'll pardon me if I look at that and say, well, obviously that's an attempt to buy a vote.
Well, of course. Now, Chuck, the reason why I wanted to check you earlier on this idea that it was just going to folks on welfare is because up until now, this year, we had numerous people who were getting multiple phones. So now the program only allows one line per household. And now, only now, after this program had been in place for going on 5 years, does it require future applicants to prove their eligibility instead of simply attesting to it on a form. So in other words, Chuck, you and I could have gotten a free cell phone. All we had to do was lie about our income level.
Well,
and people are re-enrolled automatically at this point. So even if your income level changes and you come out of the poverty level, they never check. So
Are you sure this program isn't being administered by the same people in the Justice Department that look at voter registration fraud?
I think there might be some connections there, yes.
Maybe they move them back and forth from one place to another to hide the employees so they can't find them. No, he works over in the free phone division now. Sorry. You can't talk to him.
Yeah. Now, Chuck, I think we need a couple moments here before we run out of time to let our folks hear. Now, this has been going around. Some people have already heard this, but this is why we believe this program is a vote pump.
Obama!
You got Obama phone?
Yes! Everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone! Keep Obama in president, you know? Gave us a phone!
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up if you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
So right there, Chuck, every minority in Cleveland got an Obama phone. You see, this is a vote pump. It's a vote pump for the Democratic Party. The problem is this vote pump was created by a Republican administration and a Republican Congress who were doing something, Charles, that you and I will scream from the rooftops against, and that is reading in, eisegeting the Constitution.
And this is exactly what we meant when we said that Jim Wallace and Mark Tooley are both not reading either the Bible or the Constitution correctly.
Correct. You see, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's no provision in the Constitution of the United States for the government to be charging you to provide somebody else a free cell phone.
Well, absolutely none. But the fact is that here we have this system. A lot of people, I can remember when this thing got signed into law and we said, this is so ripe for abuse. But a lot of people were like, this isn't going to cost that much. This is no big deal. Hey, folks, $10 per line. So if you've got a cell phone and a landline like I do, it's $20 a month. Now, if I remember right, the universal service fee was originally implemented to get this, pay for the
Spanish-American War.
And at one point, it was going to go away, and because people had said, you know, I think we paid for the Spanish-American War already since it was fought in 1898. So how about we get rid of this thing? And it was all set to go away, and somebody said, no, let's convert that. You know, the government always looks, rubs its hands together and says, we've got this money. We can use this to buy votes. And I think the Republicans thought they were going to buy votes by giving away free phones.
Yes.
And we see what's happened with the program. It's now used by the Democrats to give away free phones to buy votes.
Which means that our guess is if the Republicans take back over, you won't see this program go away. It'll just be modified so that they can have better control over who gets the free phones.
Well, another statistical talk about this. Let's look at this, what's happening to the numbers. Because if multiple people were having them in home and this year that ended, but the number of people has doubled this year.
That's right.
Means there's a whole lot of new people out there with a free cell phone than had them before. Because you know that multiple family members, there were probably two or three per household. If that's not allowed anymore, you know there are way more people on this program all of a sudden.
Well, and as we said, it isn't the universal service program. It's Obama phone.
Well, yeah, that's... And in fact, you heard this lady refer. She didn't say Obama phone directly, but
yes, she did. As a matter of fact, she actually did say it directly.
I think you're right. She talked about her Obama phone.
That's right. That every minority in Cleveland got their Obama phone.
Yeah.
And listed all the things: welfare, disability. She went down that list of all the things you did to get your free Obama phone.
Food stamps.
Food stamps. Yes.
Social Security. The whole thing. So yeah, Barry, it's not shocking. And frankly, what's happening now is, in order to defend themselves, they're saying that anybody who was involved in playing this or calling attention to this situation by using this video is racist. Well, that seems to be the meme, about the only thing that Obama has left in the quiver, the only arrow, because so much of his programs have failed that the race card has to come out, and basically that's all you're hearing these days is racism, racism, racism. Every time something you're critical of Obama, it's racism. And frankly, that's bad, because what happens is when a real racist shows up, everybody said, well, it's the boy who cried wolf. And folks, they're out there. So that's why. Let's keep it civil and just talk about the fact that here's a welfare recipient, apparently. We don't know for sure.
But we don't because know that, yes.
We don't know for sure what this woman's thing is, because the people she was protesting with, I've been able to come up with some information, were all with the SEIU, which means they're union members. Now, they were not able to get anything out of her who she was with.
Now, so, Chuck, it's interesting you say that, because that brings up another interesting point, is those SEIU union members who were protesting in Cleveland that day were being paid to do so at $11 an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
That came out, so... In other words, that's more, and of course, SEIU is the Service Employees International Union, or the public employee union. That's the folks who work in government who are unionized.
That's right. So they took a day off work and got $11 an hour paid by the union to be there to protest.
Yes.
We're out of time. Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Politics.